John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, is today's contestant on Roby Brock's new version of Jeopardy. Roby, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, has abbreviated the famous television game show down to just two categories.
Mount Rushmore
and
Trump. Those are your two categories.
Which, by the way, do not put those together. We're not putting Trump on Mount
Rushmore.
We
may find a way to do this, all right? So which category and which dollar amount do you want to go first? Well, 200, 400, or 600 for Mount Rushmore or Trump?
Rushmore for two.
Rushmore for 200. These four people make your Arkansas musical Mount Rushmore, but this state gives Arkansas the most run for its money.
The Rushmore of music in Arkansas. Johnny Cash, Glenn Campbell, Louis Jordan, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. 4A, first man up, Levon Helm, second, Al Green. This all began, as you may know, when the New Jersey governor decided to brag that they had the best musical route on Mount Rushmore with Sinatra, Springsteen, Whitney Houston, and Bon Jovi, which caused people across, this was on Twitter, across the country. Every state came in. The state that gives Arkansas its run?
Yes.
Mississippi.
And who are their picks?
Well, I'd start out with Elvis. You think he might get on there?
He would probably make it.
B.B. King?
Mm-hmm.
Muddy Waters?
Mm-hmm.
Robert Johnson?
It's pretty good ones.
It's all blues. What makes Arkansas better is the diversity. You got Glenn Campbell, sort of this country politan polished L.A. sound. You got Johnny Cash, crossover. You got the jump blues of Jordan. And then the early gospel with electric guitar by Rosetta Tharpe. Arkansas's music is classic, truly classic.
All right. What's your next category?
Well, let's just go over to Trump for two.
President Trump says tariffs will be paid by China directly to the U.S. Treasury, but his economic advisor and pretty much every other economist in the world says that tariffs are going to be paid by customers, consumers. Who is correct?
Not Trump. Trump will not ever be correct, will seldom be correct on any details of how the economy or government processes work, or political processes. He is all about instinct. He's purely instinctive in his governing. He thinks he can send some political message with these tariffs, and if the stock market drops too bad, and the false postulates of what he's doing are revealed to him, he'll undo it. That's just the way. But always listen to the technicians on the details.
Oh, gotcha.
That's good
advice.
That's good advice with Trump.
This husband of a White House counselor has been tweeting at Trump in a way that makes us wonder about the couple's marriage.
Right. What is his? Who is George Conway?
Very good.
You got to wonder what it's like at that home. And it's their marriage and their business.
Worse than James Carville and Mary Madeline by, like, a long shot.
I mean, there have been a lot of marriages I don't understand. Sometimes my own, and sometimes everybody's. But my goodness, this guy, George Conway, she is like, I don't know what she is, Kellyanne. I mean, you've got a press secretary, you've got a communications chief, you've got
an advisor to the president.
She's just a general pro-Trump talker. Mm-hmm. She just, when they really need somebody to go out and argue with CNN or MSNBC, they send her out. She's real feisty. And she seems just totally dedicated to the Trump spin, whether she believes it or not. But meantime, not just anti-Trump tweets from her husband, but bitter. I mean, it makes my columns seem pro-Trump, this guy. He is utterly disdainful of Trump. And it's really fun to read. But it's bizarre.
It's a head scratcher.
It's a head scratcher.
All right, Trump for 600. This Democrat will be the one to challenge Donald Trump in 2020.
Who is Joe Biden?
Very nice.
And why?
Why is Joe Biden going to be the one to challenge him?
Because I just saw a poll in South Carolina that has him at mid 40s, and South Carolina is the third primary. Because at present. Now, this is just today's conventional wisdom, okay? At present, the rest of the field sort of cancels itself out. Bernie gets his 12 or 15. But you cannot win a Democratic presidential primary without the African-American vote. The only person who ever did it was Michael Dukakis, because all the African American vote was for Jesse Jackson, and he it was contained that way, and he managed to beat Jackson barely. Mondale beat Hart because of African American vote. Clinton beat Tsongas and others because of the African American vote. You got to have it. Joe, I didn't realize how he was going to dominate. I thought Kamala Harris would and others would compete for it. At present, his connection with Obama, his veteran status as a Democratic figure, he's there. So right now, Joe Biden. The thing about Biden, and I don't want to go on too long because we've got more questions coming. Mm-hmm. Biden is always in jeopardy as long as Biden is talking. That's the thing you need to
know. There's actually a story out this weekend about how disciplined he has been with his messaging, which has been a surprise.
His staff is saying we're trying to not get him too close to rope lines so that he could have actual interaction with people, because he is such a... He never met a stranger, and he'll say just about anything that runs through his head. So there will be a couple of incidents, and we'll see how serious they are. But right now, the answer to that question is, who is Joe Biden?
All right. Four Arkansans make your political Mount Rushmore.
I believe Bill Clinton's up there. Became president. Maybe the best politician of his generation. I believe Mike Huckabee goes up there. Yep. Because he was a successful governor, and he became a national political figure. I believe J. William Fulbright is up there because he's an iconic statesman of a senator, particularly on Fulbright scholarships and his opposition to the Vietnam War, and chairman of Senate Foreign Relations. So there are three. Mm-hmm. You're wondering on the fourth if I'm going to put Hillary Clinton up there.
Or
I'm not.
Okay.
Or who? Is it my question?
I know who you're going to pick.
Really?
I'm going to write it down, and you tell me if I'm right. All right.
Because historians rank him as the greatest governor in the state's history, mm-hmm. and because he was a man who introduced an entire new era of charismatic, progressive, democratic leadership in the state. Who is Dale Bumpers for the fourth? What'd you write down?
Rockefeller.
There you go. See, Rockefeller is 4A. You could argue that as well, but that's tough. You know, Rushmore, the thing about, I'm trying to get people to understand, the Rushmore is, it requires hard choices. Four. You know, Bumpers or Rockefeller, but I got to pick one.
You got to pick one?
I pick Bumpers.
All right.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can also be found at ArkansasOnline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. There is more from their conversation, including a question John Brummett says is just the worst, at talkbusiness.net.